In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
It's time for Boxed with John Fardy. He's the presenter of Screen Time, and he has news of the arrival on our small screens of HBO Max. It'll be the new home of the HBO series that we raved about in years gone by. Which one was that, John?
Oh, lots of them. Well, you see, to me, the greatest TV show of all time, if not the greatest cultural product of all time, I know that's crazy, is The Sopranos, and they have The Sopranos. So to me, the price alone would be worth that. They also have other prestige TV like Sex and the City. They have a huge movie range. You take the two big movies of the year, One Battle After Another and Sinners, they're both there. Legacy movies like Superman, Harry Potter. So there is a lot there, but you know, the constant refrain is not another streamer. It's causing a rise in dodgy boxism because we're all offended supposedly by all these streamers.
By the way, what do you make of the 300 names being handed over to Sky?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We were always told it was just going to be the provider. So dodgy box users, watch out, I guess. You know, I should just mention the price in case you're interested. So with ads, right, the most basic package is $5.99 per month. Then you can go up as high as $15.99 for more devices and stuff. So it's kind of in the ballpark of most of the other ones.
But it's another one to add.
It's another one to add. But with the proviso, they do have a lot of good stuff, I would suggest. Yeah. So let's see what happens. There are probably too many streaming people out there, though, for most
people. Okay, now, what is the iconic series that we haven't seen so far and we now be able to see?
Yeah, and this dovetails nicely with HBO Max because it's The Pitt, which was in the States last year, and you could not watch that legally here up until now, right? The Pitt. So The Pitt is, well, why don't I start with a clip that'll get us right into the middle of what it's all about. Suffice to say, it's a medical drama.
As you can see, we have some new faces with us this morning. Good morning, good morning. Come on over. Starting with second-year resident Dr. Melissa King, fresh from the VA.
Everyone calls me Mel. I'm so happy to be here.
Trinity Santos, intern.
Victoria Javadi, MS3.
Dennis Whitaker, MS4.
Welcome to The Pit.
We got two traumas from the tea. Five minutes out.
Okay, copy that. Actually, this is the most important person that you're going to meet today. This is Dana. She's our charge nurse. She is the ringleader of our circus. Do what she says when she says it. As you can see, our house is always packed. And our department is mostly clogged up with boarders. Those are admitted patients waiting for a room upstairs, sometimes for days. Beds are a very precious commodity around here, so please be quick and efficient with your workups. What else? We treat the sicker patients back here, but please keep your eye on that waiting room. Make sure nobody's going to die out there. Your senior residents are Dr. Collins and Dr. Langdon. You report to them, and they report to me. Okay, great. Senior residents, you got your sign-outs?
Yep.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. A sense of urgency there. Now, he talks about the scarcity of beds. That's a familiar refrain.
This show will be very familiar to Irish hospital users, let's just say. So this is The Pitt. It's from the people largely behind ER, right? And to the point that the guy there, Dr. Robbie, who is the center of this emergency department, played by Noah Wiley, was John Carter in ER all those years ago, the young student doctor. And in a way, not that it's the same character, but in a way, this is him having gone through the American health system. And 30 years later, he is still compassionate to patients, but he is somewhat broken by the system. He's in this emergency department, and it is just patient after patient after patient.
Now, how does it work? Does it work in real time, for instance?
It does. So the first episode, there are 15 episodes in season one. The first episode is 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning. The second episode is 8 to 9. The third, you don't need me to tell the time, you know how it works. But it's real time.
This is a bit like Hijack, which took us on in real time on the flight from Dubai to London.
And that's a good analogy because there's only a few shows that do this. 24 famously did it. Adolescence on Netflix, which we raved about a while ago. It's very hard to do because the plot has to be pretty spot on to hold someone's interest. Because real time is not as exciting as made up life, let's be honest.
I mean, if they go out to have a fag for 20 minutes, I mean, that'd be pretty boring.
Very much so. So the writing has to be on the money, and it is in this. Because what you have is this onslaught of patients coming in, but the patients have very interesting things going on. Occasionally, it's horror shows where someone's just lost a foot. But in other times, it's really strange things. Like this woman comes in episode one and she's vomiting for no discernible reason. And she's with her son. And as the show progresses, you realize, and this isn't a spoiler, but I need to give you a sense of it. She's come in because she wants her son checked out for very interesting reasons. So far, I've been really impressed by the story arcs that they're employing.
Now, you know, with ER, we got into personal relationships and romances. Is there any of that in this?
There is, and it's bled slowly over it. But what is front and center is the patients and what's going on in their lives. And we do get a good bit of, for those of you interested, you know, medical terminology. There's doctors involved in the writing of this. American health officials have come out and said, this is the most accurate thing we've ever seen. What's also at play in this, and it's done very well, is, you know, we think we've a pretty tragic at times health service here. According to this hospital in Pittsburgh, where it's loosely based or whatever, so do Americans. And what we don't have to the same extent is health insurance issues. And that comes to play. And also in the background is Trumpian America, you could say as well. This contains multitudes.
You have another clip.
Yeah. So there are some other great characters as well. The lead nurse, Dana, played brilliantly by an actress I'm not too familiar with, called Catherine Lanasa. She minds all the nurses and she puts them front and center and occasionally wars a bit with Dr. Robbie.
So what exactly happened?
He grabbed him. He threw up against the wall, ran in and gave him a shot.
Right. And did he slip before or after the shot?
Before.
Yeah, he had me in a headlock. I didn't see what happened.
What did you give him?
4 milligrams of Versed.
Who wrote the order?
I had it in my pocket. I was on my way to waste it, but she was sideways. What?
Okay, so now he's altered from alcohol, Versed, and a head trauma. Now he's going to need a head CT to rule out intracranial bleeding and a fracture.
Would you rather be Emma with a head injury or worse? Don't worry about it. We got this.
No, there's no we here. You need to pass this patient off and report him.
Fine. Emma, you're done with this bastard. I'll handle him now.
This is my emergency department, and I'm telling you to pass it off.
These are my nurses, and I choose what cases they work. And if you think for 1 minute putting anyone else from my staff at risk with that asshole, you better get your head a shake. Come on. Come on.
MBA coming in?
Okay, I'll be right there. Thank you.
And you get this, conversations are constantly interrupted by, we've got another person coming in on a gurney, you know. And as I say, some of the maladies of affecting these people are fascinating. Some of them are horrific. This isn't for the squeamish. In episode two, there is something called floating face. Do not Google it. It's as bad as it sounds. Trust me.
Okay. Screen time.
Yes. I have a really busy show this week. Nicola Coughlan, Derry Girls, Bridgerton, she's on talking about a new kids movie, The Magic Faraway 3. The man who wrote and directed Sex and the City, Michael Patrick King, fascinating guy. He's on with me talking about another show on HBO Max called The Comeback. We're not sponsored by HBO Max this week, I should say. And finally, a documentary you'd be fascinated by called Orwell, 2 + 2 = 5, all about George Orwell and how maybe his writings are more timely now than you could ever have imagined in the 40s.
By the way, HBO Max, will they be doing the Harry Potter series?
Yes, which is not coming till next Christmas.
They dropped a trailer and there was huge excitement over the trailer.
Huge excitement. It's going to be all 8 books shown over this sprawling series. The Harry Potter fans, of which there are many, are delighted.
Very good. John
you
Fardy,
don't seem delighted.
Well, I've seen most of the Harry Potter movies. I haven't read any of the books,
okay,
but the kids certainly did and love them.
Yeah.
So looking forward to
good.
This new creation.
Yes, indeed. And are you going to sign up for HBO Max? Or maybe I shouldn't ask you live on air, should I?
No. Well, I don't have a Dodger box and will not have a Dodger box.
Good man.
So whatever I sign up for, I pay for.
Good man.
Very good.
There's
okay,
your promo.
John, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
You know when you're wrapping up a long day and that what's for dinner panic hits? Well, when you've got convenient everyday protein from Omaha Steaks waiting at home, that panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during Omaha Steaks Spring Savings Event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more, all delivered right to your door. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO when you shop omahasteaks.com today. With over 100 years of unrivaled quality and variety, Omaha Steaks understands what you need to get dinner done. Plus, every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win, so get the world's best everyday protein during their spring savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.